Michael Moore calls for end to policing as we know it after Chauvin murder conviction. By Hannah Blow on April 20, 2021. Left-wing documentary filmmaker Michael Moore celebrated the jury's guilty verdict of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, calling for an end of white supremacy and white privilege and demanding the U.S. to end policing as we know it. Yes. In handcuffs. Now onto the work, the sicko director wrote to his 6 million Twitter followers. All of us demand an end to white supremacy and white privilege. How many innocent black and brown people are in prison? Free them all. Arrest all police who break the law. Remove all racist cops. End policing as we know it. It doesn't work. Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer in the George Floyd case, was found guilty on all three charges he faced: second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter, as Breitbart News detailed. The defense is planning to appeal, and will likely argue that Chauvin was denied a fair trial by the judge's decision not to change the venue of the trial and not to sequester the jury during a period in which there were further police shootings and local riots. Sentencing will be in roughly 8 weeks. Chauvin could face 12.5 years on the most serious charge, but could be given an even longer sentence if prosecutors follow through on earlier commitments to argue for aggravating circumstances. This is not the first time Michael Moore has spoken out on issues related to racial justice. During a December episode of his podcast Rumble, Moore called for the release of all nonviolent criminals. "We've got to really open up the prisons and let people out," the Michael Moore and Trump Land director said. "I mean, okay, granted there are some people that need to be separated from the rest of us, okay, we all know their names. We know who they are." He also called for police to be vetted in terms of their racism and lamented what he described as the nonstop killing of our black and brown citizens in this country. "Of course nobody wants to get rid of the police. We need police, but we don't need the police trying to be a social worker, trying to be a psychiatrist, and police have not been vetted in terms of their racism and all the other things that we have to deal with," Moore said.